Let's talk about charity. People want to do big, flashy charity, but they don't want to try and solve the ugly and difficult parts of life. They don't want to help with the ongoing costs of a failed social order. They don't want to try and fix it. They just want to be able to do those big, flashy events. Buy a child in poverty a present at Christmas? Sure, we can do that. In fact, loads of people do it. There's a massive event around the Edinburgh area where thousands of people buy an individual present for someone who doesn't have much. We'll also send a shoebox to a poor person in another country. That looks great, it sounds great, and it feels great. We'll do a one-off event to raise money for a particular thing. Think Live Aid. Did Live Aid do any good? Absolutely. But did it do entirely good? Not at all. Did it do more good than harm? That's actually a huge question and it really has no answer. It's a big debate. But so many people will look at Live Aid or similar things, look at their donation to that and think it was a job well done. Do people care whether these things actually help? No. They just want the satisfaction of seeing a smiling child on a video and thinking they solved a problem. But it's not that simple. These sorts of things can be good, but mainly only because as a society, we are so quick to forget and to not think through what we need to do. These events cannot and will not solve poverty alone. The problems here are so much more complicated and can't be solved with a one-off donation. That's not to say these events aren't good, but they aren't everything. Let's take an example near me. There's a fantastic charity in Scotland called Social Bite. They started out as a non-profit cafe. All their profits would go into trying to help homeless people, including helping them back into the workplace. They expanded out to do a lot of other things, including a couple of events in the winter. At the beginning of December, they do a sleepout. This is where thousands of people sleep outside, in a park for example, to raise money to help solve homelessness. In 2019, this expanded to many cities around the world. There was probably one near you. This raised millions to try and solve the problems. Also in December, they raise money to give as many homeless people as possible a Christmas dinner. They normally raise thousands doing this and feed everyone they can find. Now, I'm not going to tell you that these things are bad. I participated in the sleepout and I donated to both of these events because they are great. But are they great because they actually solve the issues? No, of course not. They don't. They've done these events for several years because it's not enough, but it is something. And the best thing they do is to remind people of the very real problems we have in this society. But they have a problem. They're fighting against society. The way we have built society is not about making sure that everyone's protected, making sure that everyone gets somewhere to live, that they all get food. That's not how unfettered capitalism works. It just isn't. You can argue that capitalism is good in other ways, but that's just not how it works. So, if we're going to work with capitalism and try to solve the problems of homeless people, we need to build in guides to capitalism. We need to find a way to stop this being a problem. But are we fighting to make big structural change? Of course not. Some people are, but most aren't. Most of us will just keep going and trying the same thing over and over, hoping that it will solve the problems. Big events, which raise millions, weren't solving the problems in the 80s and they aren't solving them now. We need big structural change. And most people don't care, or at least don't care enough to do something about it. Many people have self-esteem, which is based on their place in the social hierarchy. They don't actually care about whether we solve the issues that charity wants to fix. They actually quite like it, because if there is poverty, that means they are better off, therefore more important. They have more power, and they know that their small donations aren't going to fix it, so they'll lap up the free press that comes from a token gesture. But we can change. If people call for structural change, vote for those who promise radical changes, not just an extra 1% of tax here or there, then things can improve. Charity is an important part of this, but not just the big events. Participate in democracy to change things. Find some charities doing good work in your local area or in the wider world. Give to them regularly, not just when they make you feel guilty. Put those standing orders in so you don't have to do anything to donate, and make sure that deep down your giving to charities is not about making you feel good, but is actually about trying to solve the issues. Finally, Don't get offended when someone tells you that a type of charity doesn't work. That's fine. That doesn't mean you were doing a bad thing. Just learn to move on to something that actually does work. Something that has robust evidence of doing good and actually fixing things.